hurriedly drove into the officer's patrol car. While he was outside the vehicle Friday night trying to stop the suspect on Dallin Road near Ivanhoe, close to Phelan. Nero's bond, $250,000. He remains at Christus Hospital, St. Elizabeth, listed in serious condition. The officer's funeral will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Beaumont Civic Center under the direction of Broussard's mortuary. He'll be buried at Oak Bluff Memorial Park in Port Neches. A child rescued from a pool near Lumberton late last week has died after doctors removed him from life support, according to information received from Sheriff Ed Kane. Kane said the family had doctors at Texas Children's Hospital remove the three-year-old from life support about 1 p.m. Sunday. Child's family was visiting a home on Rice Drive in the Woodcrest addition south of Lumberton Thursday. Sheriff Kane told the group was inside eating and noticed the boy missing about 7 p.m. They went outside, found him in the above-ground pool. According to the sheriff, the child had not been there long. He was unresponsive but began breathing again after CPR was performed. He was taken to the hospital. Tests showed the child had suffered brain damage. Sheriff said it's a tragic accident, but it's not the only one. Beaumont Fire Department dispatchers and paramedics responded to a report of a 2-year-old who fell into a pool in Beaumont's West End and wasn't breathing. The call was reported about 1:45 p.m. on Sunday in the 1100 block of Shakespeare. Paramedics performed CPR, took the child to Christmas St. Elizabeth. He was transferred to a Houston hospital. Jasper County deputies chased two men completely out of their pants and recovered a half pound of methamphetamine and approximately $3,000 in cash near Buna on Friday evening. Sheriff Mitchell Newman said it all began at 6 o'clock on County Road 725, just north of Buna, where narcotics deputies Scotty Duncan and Joe Sterling spotted the men at a known drug house. Newman said when the suspect spotted the deputies, one of them grabbed something out of the car and took off for the woods, leaving their 2007 Infiniti behind. Duncan and Sterling said they chased the suspect, soon discovered they lost their pants. Inside the pants, the deputies said they discovered several bags of meth and money. Meanwhile, a search of the car revealed even more methamphetamine. The car, which had religious symbols on the outside and inside, was towed to the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. Search revealed drug paraphernalia, evidence of marijuana. Chief Deputy Ralph Nichols said the car will most likely be seized and arrest warrants will be issued for the suspect. Two people have been charged in the alleged beating of a former West Point cadet at Bush Intercontinental. Ephraim Holmes and Norma Harris are charged with assault. Holmes is one of Patty LaBelle's bodyguards. Harris is her assistant and hairdresser. Security camera showed Houston native Richard King being beaten outside Terminal C in March. King said three of LaBelle's bodyguards attacked him. And that's the latest news at this hour, brought to you by the folks at the Decorating Depot in Port Neches. I'm Tom Clay, KSET, Lumberton, Beaumont, and the Golden Triangle. CBS News is next.
Locally owned, locally operated, with local talk show hosts that live right here in the Golden Triangle. You just found the home for local news and information. The all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. So far in the national debt debate over taxes and spending, Democrats and Republicans have dug in their heels. House Speaker John Boehner.
None of us are fond of loopholes. Our disagreement is over the idea of raising taxes on the very people that we're asking to create jobs in our country.
President Obama predicts a deal will be reached by the August 2nd deadline, but he warns it won't happen if Republicans refuse to budge on contentious tax issues. He stands by his call to end tax breaks for the wealthy and some corporations.
If you don't have revenues, it means you are putting more of a burden on the people who can least afford it. And that's not fair. I think the American people agree with me on that.
Without naming names, Mr. Obama said politicians who oppose raising the debt ceiling are irresponsible. Republican Michelle Bachmann is among GOP House members pledging to vote against the debt ceiling increase. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Wall Street, the Dow's down 176 points, NASDAQ's off about 61. There are 15 states where temperatures are expected to exceed 105 degrees. Sam Herron at the National Weather Service in Nashville, Tennessee.
Areas of the mid-Mississippi Valley, such as Missouri and surrounding states, are going to be baking under this hot weather throughout the entire week.
The federal government is moving forward with health insurance exchanges and facing plenty of debate about it.
The Department of Health and Human Services put out guidelines for states to set up insurance exchanges, an important part of last year's national health reform law. Some states with Republican majorities in their legislatures have refused to set up exchanges so far. The regulations say they have to be created as marketplaces to make coverage more affordable for individuals and small businesses by January of 2013. But states can do it in various ways, and they might be granted some extra time where needed. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
In a collision between a big truck and a train, the train winds, of course, happened in North Berwick, Maine. Amtrak spokesman Cliff Cole.
The train was struck by a dump truck in the area, resulting in some minor injuries to four passengers on board and two of our crew, and reportedly a fatal injury to the driver of the truck.
Investigations to try to figure out what the truck was doing on the tracks. When trucking companies adjust computers to save fuel by slowing down the rigs, drivers say it makes things more dangerous because they can't flow with the traffic.
Limiting trucks to those speeds creates speed differentials, which increases the likelihood of collisions.
That's Norita Taylor at the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. Just doing like Daddy did, an 18-month-old little boy toddling around his yard, picking up discarded beer cans and drinking the dregs in Orlando, Florida. A neighbor called the sheriff. Deputies came and got the boy and woke up his daddy, who they say was passed out drunk in the mobile home. This is CBS News.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, partly sunny and hot with a high near 98. Partly cloudy tonight and low around 76. Tomorrow, partly sunny and hot with a high near 98. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And sponsored by Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas.
Dylan's on 9th.
Speaking of Goodfellas, tomorrow, today we'll be giving away a free office lunch. All right. And we'll do it at Goodfellas tomorrow. So you guys stay tuned during the show. We'll tell you how here shortly. Actually, I can get you set up. Let me help you right up front. First of all, if you go to our Facebook page, you need to log on to our Facebook page. It is The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. You can find it in several different ways. You can either actually type that in, and it should pop up. Also, you can find it by going to AM 1300 KSET, and we also have a link on their page as well. And I'm not sure if there's a link. I think there's a link on the Goodfellas page because I think I posted something, so you might be able to find it on there as well.
I think so.
Yeah. And so once you do that, log on and stay tuned during the show, and we're going to give away lunch for eight people in your office. And this is strictly for offices and office workers. Also, we're also going to give away some tickets just at random. This has nothing to do with offices or anything like that. But just for everybody out there, we'll do a call in and we'll do some trivia again today. And that's right. We'll give away some tickets to see a movie of your choice. And they have, I think, Harry Potter's coming out this week. You know, I'm a big fan of the Harry Potter. So
I remember hearing a story about how you dressed up as a wizard and were at one of the Harry Potter premieres.
I did not. I have no idea who tells you these things, but that is absolutely 110% not true.
Did you do magic out there or something?
No. Well, yes, kind of. Yes. Okay. We might discuss that.
Oh, you've been called out.
We might discuss that one later. Right now, I want to get to some news, local news. First things first, of course, if you haven't heard, a man this morning robbed Capital One Bank on Stagg Drive. And he told the teller that it was a bank robbery, and they just went ahead and I guess they handed over the money and said, okay. He told them that he had a gun, but nobody's really sure if he did or didn't. So technically speaking, he didn't. If he didn't have a gun, then he just he robbed a bank without just by walking in and saying, give me your money. And they were like, okay. So I don't, that's pretty crazy. I figured they'd show a video. They had a video of it, but they've given it to crime, or I guess they've given it to Crime Stoppers, or they've given it to whoever it is. The detectives have it. Yeah, the detectives have it right now, and they haven't released it. By now, I would have released this video. I don't know what BPD is waiting on, because if they'd have put it out there, maybe you'd have more time to catch this guy.
He's probably gone.
I'm sure he was on the move pretty quick, but I mean, they could have put the video out immediately, at least so people could, you know, ID this guy. But I'm sure they will eventually, but I don't know if they were trying to be the superheroes before they let us do it or what. But another thing, quick tidbit before we cut to this first break. Casey Anthony, let's get on to her case real quick.
She's out of jail, okay.
I know,
who cares?
But they're worried about her safety.
I almost owed you an entire meal because I was about to say no.
No way, huh?
Yeah, no way.
They're worried about her safety. I know that, of course they are. And so you could, that's all right. You don't have to cuss. You can still say it in other ways. I don't want you slipping. Well, I might want you to slip just once so I can get that steak dinner. But aside from that, needless to say, she's out. And
I figured you would go with sea bass.
She's getting out. And yeah, oh, I am. I'm going to try the sea bass at Goodfellas.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I haven't tried it yet. But we're going to have lunch tomorrow. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to get tomorrow. I know what I had last week, and it was very good. We ate there with the Aflac group, and that was really nice. But this week, I'm curious to see which office gets it. So
I'm curious to see what I can actually eat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're on this health kick thing. You're doing good, though. You've been cutting down everything. Full diet. I know, and I've been real impressed. We had a show we did Friday night live at Madison's. We did 3 hours, and I grabbed all kind of stuff, and you ate a salad, a healthy salad.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed, Robbie. All right. Well, look, folks, we've got to cut to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Robbie going to get Lipotron done tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, because we're going to do our show live from there. That's going to be way too fun. We're going to start by trying to see if we can get some of that fat off of his head. Anyhow, stick around, folks. You're in the danger zone.
Cheese boogers.
Look, it's hot out there. Even the environmental wackos want to be comfortable. You know, those green fellows who believe in sacrificing comfort and controlling energy usage. But when it's 90 degrees outside, the only comfort they really want to sacrifice is yours. At Progressive Air, we don't care about what these hypocrites want. We care about the comfort you need. Other companies know the green movement can be profitable. They'll try and sell you on going green. Look, we all get the same brochures. The difference is, at Progressive Air, we believe you should be comfortable in your own home. So we've got something to say to the green police. Leave our customers alone. If you want to sacrifice comfort and conserve energy, stop using your air conditioner. Turn off your lights. Go pitch a tent and live in the woods and leave the rest of us alone. And to the rest of you out there, Progressive Air is devoted to keeping you as cool as you want to be while improving your efficiency. That's Progressive Air. Call 755-0681.
Cardinal Natchez River Adventures invites you to join them for a cruise on the Natchez River. The Natchez has been called the last wild river in Texas, and their comfortable 45-foot touring boat, the Cardinal, allows them to share this beautiful river with you in a unique and extraordinary way. Relax and enjoy nature at its best, hearing fun and fascinating stories, and seeing the wildlife of Southeast Texas in its natural habitat. Tours are open to the public on Saturdays at 10 a.m., leaving from Collier's Ferry just south of the Beaumont Country Club at the north end of Pine Street. Cardinal Natchez River Adventures is more than just a boat ride. It's an adventure for all ages. Call 409-880-8907 for reservations or more information. That's 409-880-8907. The Cardinal is also available for private cruises, meetings, and parties throughout the week. That's 409-880-8907. Find them on the web at natchezriveradventures.org or Discovering the Outdoors on Facebook. And don't forget to join them on the radio for the new program, Discovering the Outdoors, Mondays at 6 p.m. on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
It's human nature to prefer meeting in person, but the nature of work has changed. Colleagues, partners, and customers are mobile and global. That's why an easy-to-use collaboration software is no longer a nice-to-have. It's a necessity, and that's precisely why people worldwide depend on GoToMeeting by Citrix to hold meetings online, streamlining communication and drastically improving productivity. Make your next meeting a GoToMeeting. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days with the promo code 45. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter 45.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V,
sponsored by Bronze Body.
Get your bronze on.
Get your bronze on and the World Gym at Beaumont. Now, since we're on the Bronze Body, let's do a couple of things here. Let's talk about tomorrow real quick. I've always talked about the Lipotron and you haven't had it done yet.
I have not done it.
So I've been telling all the audience how great this thing is, but tomorrow you get to help me verify it, because tomorrow we are taking you to Bronze Body. We're going to do our show live from Bronze Body.
Yes.
And you're going to have the Lipotron done.
Oh, I'm getting the Lipotron.
While we're doing the show.
I heard this Lipotron is magical.
You also agreed, too, that if I find the right place that'll do work with us, we will. You're going to wax your chest and stomach.
I did not agree to any
you
of
did
that.
Too. You did, too. You agreed.
I blame Frankie Randazzo over at Madison's for Tito's.
Nope. That was before, so it didn't. That was early on before any of that went down. So you were sober, so don't blame any of that. I'm just saying, so I'm holding you to that one. Now, listen, let's talk about this. Here's what you got to do, folks, to win these tickets, or to win the lunch. The office lunch for Goodfellas, what you need to do is you need to log on to Facebook. Go on to Facebook. Go on to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
You're in the Danger Zone.
And if you're already signed in, then it's real simple. All you have to do right now is address us. Just post a comment saying that I want lunch with the Danger Zone. That's all you have to do. And what we're going to do is this. We're going to take the list. We're going to take the names. And you please, also make sure you put your company name so we know who you're with. We need to get your company name, and as soon as you put your company name down, we're going to take this list, and today, random, we're going to have somebody draw random here, and whoever wins the drawing that's who we're going to give the lunch away to. So once again, go to the Danger Zone Facebook page, and just type in, I want lunch with the Danger Zone, and we will put you in the drawing today. And we'll let you know, and we'll plan on eating tomorrow. So anybody eating tomorrow, so anybody wants to eat lunch with us at Goodfellas, that's all you got to do. All right, now, here we go. Couple things I want to talk about that should I get on with the kind of the funny stuff, or should I just get on with the serious stuff? Because, you know, once I start getting serious, I'm going to get on a rampage. You tell me. All right, here's kind of a funny deal. Here's a funny little tidbit. The news of the world, you know, Murdoch's company shut down.
Yes.
And to have fun with it, the staff was very angry at Rebecca Brooks. So since they were putting out their last paper or what have you, their final edition of the news of the world, what they did was they actually took the cryptic crosswords and all that kind of stuff, and they put it on there. So even though they were out of a job today, it still got put out. And here's the words they used were brook, stink, catastrophe, digital protection, racket, stench, tart, criminal enterprise, mix in prison, string of recordings. The list goes on and on of all this stuff. And to the point to where they even had their 24 across. They had a clue. And their 24 across read, Woman stares wildly at calamity. I thought that was pretty funny. So in the end, the staff at least got a chance to pop at her one more time and get the final laugh in.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Let me get on to the subject. Phone lines are open on this next subject. I would love to hear from anybody on this or wants to put in their, you know, opinion. And here's how this goes. 898-4400 is the number here. And I want to talk about these right now. They're having all the debt talks right now, Obama and the GOP and everybody else right now, are discussing all these things going on. Now, the Republican side and the GOP right now just is throwing down their hands and stomping their feet and saying, no, we are not going to raise taxes. You know, we do not want to raise taxes right now. And Obama's not happy about all this. He's pretty upset. Right now, he's calling for this complex, like $4 trillion over a 10-year debt ceiling package that he wants to do, even though some of the stuff is unexplained. I mean, there's a mix of tax increases, accounting shifts, program changes, and spending cuts, all kind of stuff that he's got in there. But he's got this whole $4 trillion plan. Now, first of all, I'm kind of frustrated with it because you're doing this during a recession. Even though technically they're trying to say the recession is over, I don't see signs of it yet because I know there's a lot of people who are still struggling. The other thing is they've offered kind of a counter deal. They've thrown up and said, how about we would actually be more, you know, apt to agreeing with a smaller deal, you know, that offsets $2 trillion. And we could, you know, we could work better with that. That's the GOP. Okay. That's what they're trying to push. And Obama says, you know what? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And the reason why he's not doing this, folks, is because right now he's still on this campaign trail to try and be reelected. Folks, we cannot reelect this man. We cannot reelect this man. What we have going on right now is not a good thing. Almost every other day on my show, I keep saying, if you can look around right now, if you can look around at everything going on financially in your life or your friends' lives or your family's lives and everything, and you can look around and go, man, it is a wonderful time to be alive, making money and having a, you know, supporting my family. And you know what? I don't have to work as hard these days. I can take it. I can at least get a little more time off now. I don't have to put in those overtime hours. I don't have to call for extra shifts to make it. You know, if you can do that, then I'm very impressed. Second of all, I'd like to know what you do for a living, because right now everybody's still having a struggling period. Granted, some people are saying that things are getting a little better for them this year than they were last year. That doesn't mean that it's the best that it's been. The problem is it shouldn't have been as bad as it got to be to begin with. So I've got a lot of issues with all this going on with the whole Obama nation. And I just can't see us putting this man in again. But there are statistics right now that are showing it's still very possible that he can be reelected. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Also, we'll give away some tickets to Hollywood theaters, so stick around. And we're still waiting on some more people to pop in on the Danger Zone. If you want lunch at Goodfellas tomorrow, pop in on us. Tell me you want that lunch.
Your 401k is turning to dust. Your IRA is wasting away. The U.S. Treasury is printing funny money, paper dollars like mad. And every single day, your net worth is worth less and less. Widespread fear of hyperinflation is coming down on you like a sledgehammer. Do something now, before it's too late. Buy gold, direct and wholesale, with United Gold Group.
Since 2001, the U.S. dollar has lost nearly 40% of its value in global markets. At the same time, gold prices have tripled. Many experts predict the price of gold will climb above $2,000 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us, direct and at wholesale prices. Call us now and learn the secrets to the direct wholesale gold market.
United Gold's 2010 Investor Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct and wholesale, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and you'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-800-8255.
1-800-610-2650. 800-610-2650. That's 1-800-610-2650.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. Do you own a dog or cat? Are you trying to figure out what to do with them when you got to go out of town? The Pampered Pet on Needland Avenue in Needland, Texas, can take care of your dog and cat. They can not only board it for you, but they can groom it, they can trim it, they will wash it. They have all the supplies you need. And the owner, Desiree Edelman, is a certified groomer with the International Society of Canine Cosmetologists. Now, that's all the technical stuff, but let me tell you what really matters. They're nice to their dogs. I'm not kidding. You drop your dog off with these people, you don't have to worry about how they're treating your dog. They're going to treat that dog with kindness and friendship. The dog's going to think, you know, I get treated this good at home. I can come here as much as I like because they're friendly. I'm happy with the Pampered Pet. I'm a happy dog. You don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, take your dog to the Pampered Pet. Your dog will be really glad you did.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Check it out. So I was talking about Barack Obama and what's going on with these negotiations they're going through. And they're getting to the point now to where we're 3 weeks away from really of them supposedly needing to have a deadline or things are really going to get bad if they don't, you know, we don't come to a decision. This is very similar right now to the NFL owners fighting back and forth. You know, they're at a deadline. Everybody's at a deadline right now. This is just insanity going on in our country, folks. This is we've got a president who wants to raise taxes. You know, this is a great time, I guess, to do that because everybody's making less money than they've previously made. Raises aren't as big as they have been. You know, maybe if you got raises every year, they're probably a little smaller. Maybe some cutbacks over the past couple of years because business has just been slow for many, many Americans. And unfortunately, and as a matter of fact, a lot of large companies have actually gone, you know, bankrupt. They've gone under that have been around for you know, decades, and some for almost a century. And these people are going out of business, and yet I think it's time we just raise taxes on. Let's raise taxes and make it a little harder for the mom and pop organizations, the real hardworking Americans that are, you know, busting it to try and live the American dream. We're trying to make something happen. You know what I mean? Get frustrated with this whole thing. Get real frustrated. He refuses, he says, he quote, saying, I will not sign a 30 or a 60 day or a 90 day extension. He's right now refusing to compromise in any way, shape, or form. He said it will not happen, and he won't sign any short term extension. And now, you know, this has really raised the stakes on all this. I mean, now this is already volatile negotiations, but now this has really raised the stakes, and the clock's ticking, man. And I don't know what's going to happen. This is going to be pretty crazy if they can't, you know, put something into motion or come to an agreement of some sort. And I'm afraid that it's going to get worse. Another thing on some statistics I was looking up here recently, and this was kind of a cool little article, but, you know, a lot of what happened during his first election was a lot of youth, a lot of young people, a lot of swing votes he had turned his way. And that's how he got elected the first time. Well, hopefully, some people have woke up. Their eyes are opened because so far we've gotten nothing we've been promised. Things are just getting worse, not better, worse. And here we go. This is good. I want you to hear this stat. More than 17% of 16 to 24-year-olds who are looking for work cannot find a job, a rate that is close to a 30-year high right now. It's one of the highest rates of young people coming out of college and coming out of high school can't find jobs. For those 18 to 24, it's hard for them right now. They need to understand this come the next election, make sure they're registered to vote again. Because unfortunately, if we can't take steps to make things better right now, we have to take these steps right now, folks, because they're on a political campaign. They're on a political trail right now to reelect Barack Obama for president. I am, I know I'm on KSET, and I know that I know that this is a basically a conservative radio station. There's no question about that. And I know that I do have some, liberalists who are listening as well. Well, I'm not saying that I am conservative or liberal. I'm not saying that I'm Democrat or Republican. I don't want to, but I am in that middle position. I think if we find the right person who can do the right job, I'm not sure. But right now, I'm really concerned. What I do know, I'm not sure we found the right person yet, but what I do know is that who's in there right now is definitely not the right person. That I do know. So now it's a matter of we've got to make steps, folks, to find something a little better. All right, I'm off of my Obama thing. Are you happy now, Robbie?
I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
I understand. Yeah, funny. So go ahead. So you said you had some sports stuff.
I was actually joking
about
that.
I know. I'm kidding.
Honestly, I wanted to chime in on a couple of things with it. I was reading where he said that he doesn't want a short-term solution.
Right.
Which is why he refuses to do the 60, 90 days.
Right, 30, 60, or 90 day.
But I also do think, if I remember correctly, it's going to hurt the country's credit rating.
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, it's kind of funny when you say the country's credit rating
is going to be as bad as yours.
Well, we're in the hole so many trillions of dollars right now, you know, and I understand the concept. The problem is the steps that he wants to take. I'm not quite sure I agree with the way that he wants to go about it. Matter of fact, I don't agree with the way that he wants to go.
Most people. This is not a good time. With it either.
This is not a good time to kick people when they're down. And to me, that's kind of what I think this is about. We've got to cut to this short break at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to give away tickets to Hollywood theaters, and we're going to talk about my boy Heinz Ward getting arrested on a DUI charge.
So,
I know. I'm really upset about that. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. Still meeting at the White House, President Obama with congressional leaders from both parties on budgeting going in.
It is possible for us to construct a package that would be balanced, would share sacrifice, would involve both parties taking on their sacred cows.
House Speaker John Boehner.
I would agree with the president that the national debt limit must be raised. And I'm glad that he made the case for it today. But the American people will not accept, and the House cannot pass, a bill that raises taxes on job creators.
The dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland is Don Kettle.
Neither side's going to want to be in a position where it has to blink. And the closer we get to that situation, the closer we really run the risk of getting ourselves into catastrophe. And that's something that's not in anybody's interest.
The president has said a deal needs to be done by the 20th to get everything in place before the debt ceiling deadline. CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes.
Get off of my lawn!
You know this guy.
What are you looking at?
He's your inner curmudgeon, the part of you that just loves to be peeved off.
These kids today!
He's been through a lot this year. Natural disasters.
And the humidity.
Crazy politicians.
How about a brain certificate?
Royal weddings.
Royal pain in my big fat.
And what it all means to him.
Yeah, what about me?
The good news? No other radio station caters to your inner curmudgeon.
You never call me.
Like we do.
Talk Radio, AM 1300, KSET.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast for this afternoon. Partly sunny and hot with a high near 98. Partly cloudy tonight and a low around 76. Tomorrow, partly sunny and hot with a high near 98. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone, sponsored by Dillon's and 9th in Mid-County. You know what? So Heinz Ward got arrested on a DUI. Now, he's got a spokesperson who's...
Of course he's got a spokesperson. He's Heinz Ward.
I mean, did you? No, I love that. The Steelers are my team, so I'm all good with it. I'm an anti-cowgirl. I don't like the Dallas Cowboys. I do love, however, I do love the Houston Texans. So unfortunately, they compete with the Steelers and in the AFC, but it's okay. It's okay. I don't want to say I'd rather see Houston win. I can't say that. I'd be lying to you if I told you that. All right, so anyhow, they said that he is not. Once the facts come out, they said they believe that he was not impaired by alcohol. So they're trying to prove that he wasn't, I guess, drunk. So we'll see. I don't know. I hope so. Good luck with that, Hines. I hope he makes it because I want him to. I don't want to. Not that he's going to definitely be in the NFL because we might not have an NFL season if they don't figure something out soon enough. All right, the other thing is, did you see the video on the Tour de France while we're on sports?
Yes.
Did you see the car, the news car, the TV camera car that had started passing and knocked the guys off of their bikes? Bumped them, just like a little goose. Just kind of went blip.
Yeah.
So these guys train all their lives. All of their lives they train and they spend their lives training and training and training.
To get hit by a
car. For full of news people,
what position was he in?
I don't know. It said stage 9. I don't know what that means, but I don't know. I think. Oh wait, he ended up. Let me see. They ended up finishing in 136th and 109th place. Two of them got knocked off by it, knocked off their bikes, and they ended up in 136th and 139th. But it didn't say where they were at the time. I don't think. So, but still, it doesn't matter. You train all your life to get in this thing, and, you know, it's the Tour de France.
Well,
and
it would really suck if you were in first place and you got hit by, I'm in first place, there's one person behind me. Oh,
They did, too, and when you see the video, it's just amazing how they got bumped. That was just crazy. So I had to mention that one. So if you folks haven't seen it, look up the video on the Tour de France and what happened here recently. It's kind of a very interesting video. It almost makes you wonder if they did it on purpose because it literally looks as if they, you know, it really, because they're driving beside them and just kind of one of these little, just quick little to the right real fast and back in your lane. And I mean, they could claim it was an accident. Nobody's going to prove them any different, but.
I mean, home run derbies today.
Yeah, okay.
Just throwing out random things right
Yeah,
now.
That was random. I noticed that. The home run derby is today?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool, right?
I had no idea. We're on sports right now.
No, we are.
You don't know anything about sports?
Oh, no. But Mike Vrabel hangs up his NFL cleats. You know, he's got, two championship or three championship rings?
Who?
He was with Kansas City. He was the, Mike, is it, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and I always wonder if I am or not. It's V-R-A-B-E-L. Vrabel? Is that right? I'm trying to figure out. Anyhow, he's going back to coach at Ohio State University.
Ooh.
Yep, so he's hanging up his cleats. And normally that wouldn't be a big surprise, like they're saying, but the fact that
somebody's decided to
he's
go.
Still an outside linebacker, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he just literally just popped out and went, guess what, guys? I quit. I'm done. And I'm going to go coach at Ohio State.
Oh, he's going to coach your Buckeyes.
Yes, he's going to coach my Buckeyes. That's correct. So go get him, Mike. Hopefully he'll help out a little bit. But, you know,
it's okay. The Buckeyes are going to have sanctions against him, and they're not going to be able to do anything.
Well, they're just because I think why they're tripping out over this whole thing is because, you know, he does have three Super Bowl rings, and he's still and just out of the blue. Just, okay, I'm done. And they're like, what are you talking about? You can still get some more rings, but I guess not. I don't see Kansas City going to the Super Bowl anytime soon. But then again, who knows? Right now, there might not be a Super Bowl. Okay, so let's give away some
Way
trivia.
Way to depress everybody.
No. I'm depressed over it.
Now
I'm upset over it. I'm upset, man. Come on, man. I'm ready for football season. I just want to know it's going to be there. That's all I'm saying. I just want to know it's going to – I like that security blanket of knowing that it's going to be there. I don't like thinking that we're not going to have part of the season because that's really going to be – I mean, I know they're just going to air a bunch of college games and they'll readjust everything, but who cares? I want my NFL. All right, I'm done. All right, trivia question. You ready?
I guess. I mean
– Okay. So I've decided to make this very simple today. And What's that? Why do you say Should I have made it difficult?
No, I just go, because you probably should have made it easy for you. You saying easy is like first caller calls in, hey, I got the right answer.
All right. Right. Well, no, we've got a lot of people that call in. A lot of times we call in over the breaks. They're wrong. And then,
I know. But you're really your easy questions are a guaranteed first caller winner.
Well, I'm making it easy for anybody that wants.
You make it to where a child could answer.
Well, you know what? The other day I gave one, and we didn't get an answer for 2 days off of it.
Okay.
So, cool. I mean, how do you?
Just go with the trivia. Let's see what happens.
All right, here we go. We're going to give away some tickets, some passes to Hollywood theaters. We got some great movies out. Any Harry Potter fans out there? Well, this is a chance for you to get a couple of passes to go see it, not to have to spend a dime. Here we go. I told you I'm going to make it easy. All right. Who said, and I quote, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. And I said that to you, but we're not even going to go there. All right. I'm not the answer. I'm not the correct answer. And you can't give me something like my mom said that to me once, because that doesn't count. Well, I'm actually looking for a famous person who said, and I quote, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. 898-4400, 898-4400. We're going to cut to the break. We're going to be looking for a winner, and we'll give you some passes. So call us up, and let's see what we can do.
Friends, this is James Dabney. I've been a customer of Woodworkers Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworkers Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworkers Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Tico high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworkers Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker, you will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworkers Paradise.
Let me tell you about something that I absolutely love and something I absolutely hate. Let me start with the thing that I hate. I hate mowing the lawn. I hate cleaning up my yard. I hate doing that kind of work. I hate it so much, I can't tell you how much I hate it. Now let's talk about what I love. A great looking yard. Now, how do I solve this dilemma in my life? The answer is simple. Max's Lawn Service. Max's Lawn Service. With 26 years of experience and personal attention to every detail on every job, Max personally walks the yard to make sure that you are 100% satisfied. And if you've ever seen a beautiful yard, the Golden Triangle, you've probably seen the work of Max's Lawn Service. For example, when people walk by your yard, they can say one thing or another. They can either say,
no, no, no.
Or they can say,
what a smart guy he is.
And you know which one you want. I want you to call Max's Lawn Service, the Golden Triangle's landscape specialist, Max's Lawn Service, 350-0928 or 350-1315. Max's Lawn Service.
Anyway you want it, that's the way you need it. Anyway you want it.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And sponsored by Goodfellas.
Goodfellas
Restaurant. So we're going to go have us some Italian food tomorrow, and we're still looking for some people. We're going to see what we can do here. We want to give this away. If anybody wants to have lunch tomorrow for 8 with their office or folks from their office, all you have to do right now is log on to our Facebook page, The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V, or you can type in AM 1300 on Facebook, AM 1300 KSET. Go to that right now and just simply post and say that I would like lunch with the Danger Zone. That's all you have to do right now. And we're going to give away a lunch for eight for Goodfellas tomorrow for free. So we're going to have some great food because we had some good food last time. And you had the burger.
Yes.
I mean, that was good, wasn't it?
Goodfellas burger is really good. It's different from your typical just burger.
Yeah, the shrimp brochet was fantastic.
Dear God.
Oh, it was so good.
It was
so good.
That was probably one of the best meals I've had
in a long time.
In a long time.
It was really good. Yeah, I'm thinking that might be what I'll nail down tomorrow because that sounds really good. So anyhow, we're looking to give away the lunch, folks. All you got to do, once again, AM 1300 KSET, go onto their Facebook page. You can find our link onto there. You can say it on the AM 1300 as well. We're looking at both pages, so either one, go onto either one of those pages and simply say that you would like lunch with Jerome or with the Danger Zone, and we'll hook this up. And Jack Piper just walked in and is going, wait a minute, am I included in this? He wants it right now, he said.
You know, you could also comment on the Facebook that you would like, you know, to not have Jerome show up to the lunch.
Yeah, that's fine, too. I'll go with either one of those. I'll hold it against you. And Robbie V as well. Robbie's no exception to that rule.
Yes.
All right. And also, we're looking for the trivia question, trivia answer. And we're giving away tickets as well. Man, we're trying to give away a bunch of stuff. Monday. It's Monday. Everybody's tied up. What's the deal here? I thought I made this simple. I guess I didn't. All right. Who said, and I quote, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. Whoever you think said that, all you got to do is Google it, folks. Not too hard. It'll pop up pretty quick, I'm sure. And as soon as you Google it, you find it, call up here, and we'll take we're looking for the first correct answer. Now, tomorrow on the Danger Zone, we're coming live from Bronze Body, and our boy Robbie V here is going to be
getting the Lipotron
done. Are you ready to kick back and relax and enjoy it?
Yes.
Are you? So tell me about it.
I got that.
Tell me about it.
I have no idea about anything with the Lipotron.
Yeah?
You're the one who knows it. All I know is I am going to continue on my slimming up path.
And tan. You were talking about tanning. We're going to try and talk him into letting you. And you said you want like the super tan.
We'll try some form of a tan. I don't know
I
how.
I want him to put you in like the most.
You know, I like getting my bronze on.
I want you to do that. But I said, I know they won't let us do it. I wish they would. I said I wanted to put you in like two or three times in a row back to back.
You want to just have me. Why do you put me in these positions?
You're my guinea pig. All right, hey, because you're perfect for this. This is what makes you my great co-host right here. Here, let's check with one of the callers here. Let's see if we got another answer, or if at least the correct answer this time. All right, you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's it going today?
It's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What can we do for you, buddy?
I have an answer for your trivia question.
Give it to me.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx is the correct answer. See, I thought that was pretty easy. Wasn't that tough, was it?
No, I didn't even have to look that one up.
And we go to – really? That's awesome. That's awesome. Seriously, you didn't
– A child could have answered it.
No, we
– An old child.
We cut to the break and took a couple of calls real quick, and we got some wrong answers, but it was – anyhow, I was waiting to see if we get a right one. But, yeah, you got it, man. Hey, congratulations to you. I tell you what I'm going to do. We'll give you some – do you like Harry Potter? It's okay. You don't have to admit it if you don't want to.
I'm not a huge fan of Harry Potter. But
okay,
I mean,
that's okay. Well, anyhow, the new Harry Potter's coming out this week. I know it's a real big deal, and it doesn't matter. You can go see any other movie you want to go see that's out there at Hollywood Theaters. So we got you covered. I'm going to give you these passes, but I'm going to put you on hold and let my producer get your information. We appreciate you calling in, Mike.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. All right. So the Lipotron for Robbie V.
The Lipotron 2000.
That's it. The Lipotron 2000. And you get to jump on. We get to see what's happening. So
I'm just curious, if you have found someone, because obviously you can't do a show by yourself.
What are you talking about?
You can't do a show by yourself. Who's going to sit in with you? Who's going to say I got nothing? I'm doing a lipotron.
No. We're gonna mic this up. I'm actually gonna talk to you.
Oh, I'm going to have a mic with me.
While you're doing the lipotron. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have. I think Kim's will be with us tomorrow, so I'm gonna sit back and hold it up to you, so you get to talk to while you're having it done. Well, I get to ask you questions. So, go ahead. You're quiet.
I'm just thinking this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's going
to
be
fun. You already told him to do the hot wand, eh? Didn't you?
No, I didn't. But I'm not going to. They don't have to. It's going to be.
Let's do it.
You're going to love it. The problem is, I just don't want you going to sleep. So here's the deal. No party in the night. No party in the night. You got to at least get some rest tonight. I need you happy and plump and.
I'm not going to go eat a triple cheeseburger
I don't need you to do that, but I need you jolly tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. And can you do that for me? Just be jolly.
I guess.
We're going to have a great time. And
what are you talking about? We're going to have a great time. We always have a great time.
I know that, but it's still going to be fun. Because if I didn't talk about how simple it was all the time to get this procedure done, it's so comfortable. And I'm like, you're going to be like the whole time. I'm just curious to know because, hey, by the way, also, we're going to take pictures of Robbie. I don't want to turn people off the show, but we're going to take pictures of Robbie without a shirt on. We're going to take pictures of him tomorrow. And we're going to take pictures of his measurements. And we're going to weigh him up. We're going to post all this information before the show. And then of course, we're going to do it afterwards, too, to see what kind of difference it made. So, we'll see. I think you're going to like it. I really do. I think you're going to be very happy, very pleased at the end of all things. Right now, we're still looking for somebody to help you because you'll end up getting a salad or something nice because you've been doing real well lately. But we're going to eat. Once again, we're going to eat at Goodfellas. We're going to eat at Goodfellas tomorrow for lunch. And we would like a group of people, any office in town that wants to eat lunch with us right now.
Please, somebody. I don't want to have to eat lunch with Jerome.
Yeah, and at this point, we're coming down to the end of the show, and basically, it's going to end like this, folks. Here's how I'm going to do this. I'll take the first person right now. The first person. I'm just looking for anybody to post this. I don't know if people are in their vehicles or what the deal is. I understand. I don't want you don't get in a wreck over this, for goodness sakes. But if you have a computer in front of you, this would be a great time to log on to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, and simply say, I would like lunch with the Danger Zone, and good enough, we'll lock you in. So there you go. All right, now
I'm excited.
All right, so you said you had some more stuff you were gonna talk about, or no?
No, you earlier said I've got all the stuff for
the show. Oh, I did. No, there's a ton. There's a ton of stuff.
I am so prepared. I have everything.
I do. I have it. I have a ton
you
of stuff.
You even were speaking.
But you said earlier, too, that you had a couple things. You said I have several things,
you know,
too, that I pulled
up. You were actually sounding.
So I was trying to be nice
when
to you.
When you were talking, you kind of sounded like our Dr. Carol Thomas caller.
I didn't. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm not that guy.
I know you're not.
I'm not that guy. Because you see me sitting here while the caller calls in.
It sounded like you were imitating him, though.
Oh, no. I was not imitating him. But the Dr. Carol Thomas character is a great guy. Whoever that is that calls in and keeps doing that, that is some funny stuff. Now you can get me started on the BISD. Speaking of BISD, I heard from someone at BISD.
That they're not back recently. Till the 15th.
They're not back. Yeah, they're not back till the 15th, which I knew that already because Jerry Jordan already told us this. So, but that's okay. We're going to lock into them. We're only a few days away from being back on Butch Watch, folks.
You know what I say? We need to just start reading. That Twitter account that I found, the not BISD, we need to just start reading stuff from it until they come back.
All right. We're still looking for a winner. We got to cut to our last break. When we come back, hopefully we can announce a winner for the lunch tomorrow.
And
lunch
tweets.
Giveaway. Stick around, folks. You're in the Danger Zone.
Slitter bomb. Where? water parks in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island. Buy discount tickets online now.
Smart investors know that putting too many eggs in one basket is not always a good idea. And that's why the word diversification is a good rule of thumb when it comes to your money. That way, no matter what happens, you've got your hedge. A good way to guarantee that investment hedge is to look at precious metals, gold and silver. You know, folks who took the advice of Mike Fulgens years ago would be smiling today. Their investment would have tripled, and it's not over yet. The owner of Universal Coin and Bullion, a firm respected throughout America, is recommending a precious metals investment of anywhere from 10 to 20%. That includes gold coins. Mike Fulgens, who's been in the business for years, is located right here in Beaumont. Now, Mike has done work for the U.S. Treasury Department. He's helped ferret out those bogus operations that rip off unsuspecting folks. By the way, Mike Fulgens can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-459-COIN. That's 1-800-459-COIN. Mike Fulgens, Universal Coin and Bullion, located right here in Beaumont.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. So, Robbie made a good point, and he said, you said that when it comes to the Facebook thing, I thought about throwing this idea out like that, to the Facebook thing, that a lot of people can't
get on Facebook at work.
Yeah.
I mean,
without getting in some kind of trouble. So, I don't want to put anybody in trouble, so I'll tell you what I'll do for you also. So, I'll make it a little easier. All right, and here
I mean,
we go.
They're not BISD
you can
employees.
You can also call. Now, that would be funny if a BISD employee called in right now and we got lunch with BISD employees. That would be hysterical. All right. I would actually love for teachers. I'd do it for teachers. I'd take at least let teachers go. That'd be great. But not the – there's some in the administration I wouldn't – actually, I would love to have lunch with the administration. Dr. Carol Thomas, if you're listening, you can call in right now, and I will be more than happy to set up lunch with you at Goodfellas as well. And you can bring 8 of your top staff. It'd be fantastic. Anyhow, I'll tell you what I'll do. Since we only got a couple of minutes left, give me a caller. Somebody can call in. If you can't get on Facebook and you can call in on behalf of your office and just simply say that you would like lunch with the Danger Zone. And we'll hook you up with lunch at Goodfellas tomorrow. And you can come eat with us. We got the tab. We are going to pick up the check. So good food over there. Great food over there.
Yes.
And and also at Dillon's, if you guys are in Mid-County, another thing, since we're talking about the little lunches and stuff, in Mid-County, you definitely should check out Dillon's during the daytime. They have like a $4.95 lunch special that they're doing.
Basically $5 for a good lunch.
Can't be beat. That's right. So anyhow, I'm getting a wrap-up sign, but I don't want to wrap up because we ain't got a winner, but I'm going to have to. Man, I'm a little upset. Tell you what, if you people get home and you want to log on and do it, I'll check it out throughout tonight. I'll just have a drawing tomorrow of the names that I get because I didn't think about the whole work thing when I put that together, about people at work not being able to log on.
You don't consult people with higher intelligence than you.
Anyhow, we've got a great show coming live from Bronze Body tomorrow. Up next, we've got the one, the only, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mr. Jack Piper. So, folks, have a great afternoon, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
It started as a family fight, and it ended up as capital murder. I'm Tom Clay, KSET News. A capital murder warrant issued for the arrest of John Wesley Nero, accused in the death of 36-year-old officer Brian Mitchell Hebert, a 10-year veteran of the Beaumont PD. Nero was involved in a chase, and police investigators say he deliberately drove into the officer's patrol car while Hebert was outside the vehicle Friday night trying to stop the suspect on Dallin Road near Ivanhoe, close to Phelan. Nero's bond, $250,000. He's in critical condition at Christus Hospital, St. Elizabeth. Officer Hebert's funeral will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Beaumont Civic Center under the direction of Bruce Hard's mortuary. He'll be buried at Oak Bluff Memorial Park in Port Neches. Sad news about backyard swimming pools. A child rescued from a pool near Lumberton late last week died after doctors removed him from life support, according to Sheriff Ed Kane. The family had doctors at Texas Children's Hospital remove the three-year-old from life support about 1 p.m. on Sunday. The child's family visiting a home on Rice Drive in the Woodcrest Addition south of Lumberton Thursday. Sheriff Kane told us that group was inside eating and noticed the boy was missing. They went outside, found him in the above-ground pool. The sheriff said the child had not been there long but was unresponsive. He did begin breathing again after CPR was performed. Taken to the hospital, tests showed the child had suffered brain damage. Another tragic incident. Beaumont Fire Department dispatchers responded to a report of a 2-year-old who fell into a pool on Beaumont's West End and wasn't breathing. The call reported Sunday, 1:45, in the 1100 block of Shakespeare. Paramedics performed CPR and took the child to Christus Hospital, St. Elizabeth, where he was then transferred to a Houston hospital. Jasper County deputies chased two men completely out of their pants and recovered a half pound of methamphetamine and approximately $3,000 in cash near Buna on Friday evening. Sheriff Mitchell Newman said it all began about 6 o'clock on County Road 725, just north of Buna, when narcotics deputies Scotty Duncan and Joe Sterling spotted them at a known drug house. Newman said when they saw the deputies, they grabbed something out of the car and took off. Duncan and Sterling said they chased the suspects, discovering they had lost their pants. Inside the pants, the deputy said, there was several bags of meth and money. The car was then seized. Deputy Chief Ralph Nichols says the car will most likely be sold. Warrants have been issued for the arrest of the pair. A 16-pound baby born Friday in Longview holds the new hospital record. Janet Johnson of Longview, the proud mother of one of the biggest babies ever born in Texas. Jamichael Brown was born at Good Shepherd Medical Center. When they pulled the baby out, they could tell that he was huge, said Janet. And when they weighed him weeks ago, doctors told Janet and her fiancé, Michael Brown, their son, would weigh in about 12 or 13 pounds. Preparing for 13 wasn't enough. Jamichael came out weighing 16 pounds, 1 ounce, also 2 feet long. First thing I asked, said Mama, was he okay? And they said yes. And that's the latest news brought to you this hour by the folks at the Decorating Depot in Port Neches. I'm Tom Clay on KSET, Lumberton, Beaumont, and the Golden Triangle. CBS News is next.
If you like your radio with more local news, more local information, and more live and local personalities, then keep it right here on the all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News. Like your radio with more local news, more local information, and more live and local personalities, then keep it right here on the all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. All sides are saying it, no choice but to get down to brass tacks on taxes, on spending, and the national debt, with time growing shorter by the day. And today's meeting at the White House has ended.
The reason we've got a problem right now is people keep on avoiding hard things. And I think now's the time for us to go ahead and take it on.
House Speaker John Boehner says the two sides remain far apart, and while he wants to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default, his conditions must be met, and that includes bigger spending cuts and no increase in taxes, now or in future years.
The American people will not accept, and the House cannot pass, a bill that raises taxes on job creators.
Boehner says he hopes to reach a deal, but it takes two to tango, and Democrats have to drop demands for more revenue and agree to more cuts in Medicare and other entitlements. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down today 151 points, NASDAQ lost 58, and the S&P was down 24. Investment advisor Hugh Johnson says uncertainty makes the markets jumpy.
Let's call it uncertainty and the loss of confidence based on the uncertainty and the inability of the U.S. political machine to get its act together.
He says the European debt crisis and sluggish economies in China and Japan are also part of the mix. Some big thunderstorms in the Midwest. Trees flew, lights went out. Students at a middle school in Urbana, Iowa.
I can't believe this used to be my school. It's in pieces all around me.
It was really shocking that this much damage.
Was it a tornado? We don't know that yet. High temperatures have been creating some huge thunderstorms, though, in the region. The new defense secretary says Iraq needs to make some decisions, and Iran needs to stop making weapons that attack Americans.
We cannot just simply stand back and allow this to continue to happen.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the U.S. will not walk away from the challenge posed by Iran arming Iraq's Shia militias. They've been targeting U.S. soldiers with rockets and armor-piercing explosives.
We've seen the results of that. In June, we lost a hell of a lot of Americans as a result of those attacks.
Panetta in Iraq for his first visit as defense secretary also blasted the Iraqis for having not yet decided whether to request U.S. forces stay on past December. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department filed a formal complaint against Syria for not preventing the attack by 300 or more people on the U.S. embassy and the ambassador's residence in Damascus. No Americans were hurt. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
It's the Syrian government's responsibility to provide security at the embassy, and they clearly failed in that responsibility.
You don't need a home to be in love. Cupid can shoot homeless people, too. Verdell Sturm and Robert Anderson, known as Stretch, longtime residents of a homeless shelter in Boise, Idaho, have gotten hitched. Other residents and volunteers pitched in to pay for a small reception and a wedding cake. This is CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi with your official KSAT WeatherBug forecast. As we head into the evening, partly cloudy skies, partly cloudy overnight, low 74. Both tomorrow and Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, high each day 96. And that's the latest official KSAT WeatherBug forecast on AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm staff meteorologist Jim Rinaldi, KSAT News.
Won't you give me a break? Somebody give me a break now!
He's been talking to Southeast Texas for 45 years, and now he's ready to talk to you at 89. 89-